Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, at least in the United States, today is Thanksgiving Day, a day to render thanks to God for all his goodness. Different countries do it differently. Not all countries have it, but many do. And today it is the U.S. Day. This is our traditional Thanksgiving Day. And go back to some of the early prayers. The first Thanksgiving Day, they're really worth reflecting on our founding fathers and their willingness to acknowledge the place of God's blessings and the place of God's wisdom in their lives that had brought them to the place where they were. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing to do is to turn to the Lord. And President set aside a specific day that it be the day of Thanksgiving. And I wonder in our country today, how many of us really do thank him? We need to be thanking him every day, every day. So the first reading for today is for the Feast of Thanksgiving, is from the book of Sirach, chapter 50, verses 22 to 24. And now bless the God of all, who in every way does great things, who exalts our days from birth and deals with us according to his mercy. May he give us gladness of heart and grant that peace may be in our days in Israel as in the days of old, that Israel may believe that the God of mercy is with us to deliver us in our days. Thanksgiving for what God has done. Thanksgiving that we have a God of mercy who is here to deliver us. And may we receive, may we open our hearts and receive what it is that God has for us. And the second reading for this Thanksgiving Day is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to God always for you because of the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him with all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Our God will have nothing but mercy on us if we turn to him, if we put our lives in order, if we prioritize that he is first, that his commandments guide my footsteps. If we live according to that, we're going to know blessing and fruit. Are you knowing blessing? Are you knowing fruitfulness? Take a look and say, ask yourself, is there any way in my life, is there any way in my life when I'm not doing what it is that God wants of me? Is there any way in my life that I'm not being faithful to him? This is what we want to do, brothers and sisters, on this Thanksgiving Day. And if we don't really thank God regularly, ask God for the grace this day that I may render him thanks. Just take 5 minutes and look through the blessings of your life, even if you're going through crosses right now. Take a look at all the blessings that you've encountered in your life and thank him for them. Thank him. We take a look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." when he saw them, he said to them, go, go. He just saw them and said, go, show yourselves to the priests, which is if they have been unclean, which they were considered to be that way. If you just go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. As they obeyed God and what he asked of them, they were totally cleansed. And then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, he was a Samaritan. He was not a Jew. Jews and Samaritans didn't mix. But here was a Samaritan who had a disease, who was cast out, who couldn't enter the village. He couldn't associate with his own family. He was totally isolated. That's how they handled leprosy, totally isolated. Nobody could come near them. He couldn't come near anyone. Can you imagine the bitterness and the anger that could rise up in your heart? But this man, not a believer, when he saw that he was healed, he immediately turned around and went back to thank him. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And then just said Jesus, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Even if his faith was simply in the possibility that this man who had done miracles before might be able to do a miracle in his life, God blessed him for that. God blessed him for putting the trust in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, where are we in terms of thanksgiving? I really want to put before you an encouragement, perhaps as part of Advent for you, though I'm going to say some other things about Advent in a few minutes. But I want to encourage you to take time to, perhaps you need some self-discipline, to actually get thanksgiving back in your vocabulary. We complain so much. We turn away from God and the things of God so much. We want what we want, and we want it when we want it. And we listen to voices on TV. We pay more attention to what's on Facebook or any of the other means of communication these days. We turn to those, and that's what we talk about. And yet this book that I'm holding in my hands right now is the living word of God that has power to bring to you what nothing on this earth has the power to give you, which is a relationship with the living God. Frankly, I think in my own life, I feel like I need to thank God more than I do. And I do thank him a lot. But I need to thank him more for the very gift of life. Even in the midst of the trials and the tribulations that each of us goes through, days where sometimes we wonder if God exists because the times are so difficult. Yet if we put our trust in him and we take a few moments every day in the midst of whatever cross we're carrying, or the times are very good right now, in both cases we tend to turn away from God, frankly. When everything's good, we just kind of relax and we don't pray as much. We're just happy with, and we run back to God when we're given a cross. But how often do we thank him day in and day out? Thank him for life. Thank him for all the gifts he's given you. Why not make today Thanksgiving Day a beginning? Why not a resolution today that every day I will thank God for something? Every day I will thank him. Even we can come to the place where we thank him for the crosses, because if those crosses are bringing us closer to God, if we're listening more to God, if we're trying to follow God's will more, then that cross, even that cross, can become a blessing for us. Brothers and sisters, I really do urge you, because it's almost the last thing we think of. It's always, give me, Lord, help me, Lord. And that's fine to say those things to the Lord. Absolutely. Bring all your needs to him as many times a day as you need to. Bring your needs to him. But at the same time, offer him thanks for what he has done for you. It builds your own faith when you start recounting where God made this possible, where God opened this door, where this worked or that worked. Thank him. Thank him for everything you can possibly think of, because it opens the door wider for your faith to grow and to say, wow, as I recount these reasons for thanksgiving in my own life, my goodness, God has given me a lot. And then that brings us to him and say, Lord, I'm in trouble right now, but you have been good to me, and I thank you for being good to me. Will you help me in this situation? And I promise to thank you daily. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but in all the people I have cared for, and I see this especially with parents too, all the people I've talked to or helped in some way, when they come back and say, thank you, that's all that's needed. But when they come back and say thank you, it touches my heart. Sometimes it brings me to tears. Tears of gladness, tears of rejoicing, but also tears to see someone else be able to recognize the hand of God and render thanks. That's what God asks of us, that we simply thank him for what he has done for us. Really want to encourage you deeply to develop a spirit and attitude of thanksgiving. I want to announce that I have put the four meditations for the four Sundays of Advent on a CD, which is available for purchase. To order, go to our website, renewableministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. The CD is entitled Journey Through Advent. Journey Through Advent. The cost of the CD is $10. Again, you can order it by going to our website, renewableministries.net/FFJ, or you can call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone. That's 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone. So renewalministries.net/FFJ, name of the CD, Journey Through Advent, renewalministries.net/FFJ, or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone. The cost of the CD is $10. I really do urge you to get it, to keep it by your side all through Advent. Not only will you grow in gratitude, but you will, I believe, as you meditate on these passages for Advent, I believe that you will grow in great thanksgiving for all of God's blessings and goodness to you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.